The motion was a multi-parted motion. One is to, again, establish that as of January 1st, 2018, any of those savings will, in fact, have to go back to consumers. And then we set up a process whereby setting a deadline of February 1st for the utilities to each provide us with kind of a high-level overview of what they think their tax savings will be and perhaps a suggested mechanism for the best way to return those to consumers. And once that information is filed on February 1st, then our staff will be able to go and work individually with each utility company to determine exactly what the amount is and how that's all going to transpire.